From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne. We're sorry about last night. Fuck. The anti-slut shaming podcast. I never stop.
What up, fuckers? Welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
It's the anti-slut shaming podcast. I'm Corinne.
I'm Christina.
And welcome. In the news this week, my friend who will stay unnamed because he's worried about fat shaming, sent me this great article from Racked. And you guys know we talk a lot about body positivity on here, but like I especially talk about how I think a lot of it is bullshit, and not that you should feel bad about your body, but just like this kind of manufactured version of body positivity, the same that goes along with like the manufactured version of feminism, which is like wearing a hashtag feminism t-shirt from Forever 21. I kind of feel the same way about body positivity. I have a joke where I call it propaganda. And finally, someone is on my side. They wrote an op-ed for this woman named Amanda Mull for Racked, and it's amazing because it talks about how things like the Dove campaign for real beauty, which I know you've made fun of, Christina, because it's
hell yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
Look at these women. They got out of bed and they're monsters. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, but really the kind of like I highly recommend reading the article. I'll put the link in the description of the podcast and I'll put it on my social media. But the thing about it is that It identified a problem, but did not offer any solutions. So it said, "Hey, there's a problem in that the beauty industry makes us feel bad." But the beauty industry, number one, didn't take any credit for making women feel bad to begin with. They just patted themselves on the back for being like, "Hey, we put some people who aren't a size two in some underwear on the screen." The article also points out that a lot of these brands have put plus size models out there, but then actually didn't make any clothing that goes up to the size that someone that a model of that size would actually need to wear.
Those cunts.
So they just were like, "Hey, we made a special pair of underwear for this lady, but we actually are not selling it," because there is still this like stigma or like sense of like if you're thinner, you're better, which definitely exists in fashion. Of course, it exists in real life too, but like even more so in fashion. Like the thinner you are, the better you are. So basically the article is talking about, yes, it identifies a problem but offers no solution, and then it still makes women carry the shame. So instead of carrying the shame for being whatever body type, we now feel shame for feeling shame about our bodies in the first place,
and then we just all jump off a cliff.
Yeah, and it's just really good. It goes into a lot of depth about this topic, but I just the whole time I was like nodding my head, and I was like, it's just very nice to be vindicated. I love being right, because it was just bothering me, and so many people have like fallen for it. And like, yeah, it points out that like, yes, it has made some people feel good, and it is nice to see.
Well, I think
different body types.
I think where they're missing the point is, I think representation is the important part. I think every person should be represented, but when your representation is the Dove Real Women fucking campaign,
yeah,
where they make these, I feel like I'm at a zoo and I'm just watching like, look at these fat ladies we put on TV.
Yeah.
It just feels so shitty.
It's so transparent.
Ugh.
And it's just, and it also is like, she hit the nail on the head when she said, now I'm supposed to feel bad that I felt bad about my body to begin with, and that you can't like want to be better, want to be more in shape. It's just dumb. Like, you can feel however you want about your body. That's kind of the point.
Yep. Mm. Everyone should read The Four Agreements. I'm just saying. I bought the audiobook and I've been listening to it on repeat, and it really is.
What's that about?
The Four Agreements is about just how to live your life not based off of everybody else's expectations of you and everybody else's opinions. So
I don't need to read that.
Oh, no, you're fine. You don't need to read it.
I was like, oh, that sounds like exactly what I do. Perfect.
Well, it's funny because a lot of the advice in that book is stuff that we already give, but the four agreements are like, be impeccable with your word. Mm-hmm. Don't make assumptions. Mm-hmm. Always do your best, which sure. Because not doing your best job, why that's bad is because you're opening yourself up for criticism. And when you're beating yourself up in your head, just nothing good is going to get done. And then it talked about forgiving people for yourself, not for them. And I'm very stubborn with that because I'm like, I'm not going to forgive so-and-so because they did me wrong. But it's like you're not giving in and validating what that person did. You're just like being more peaceful.
Yeah, no, I've worked a lot on that one this year because I do love to hold a grudge.
So well, I surprisingly also do. Mm-hmm. And
it's not surprising if you people know you.
That's true. Yeah, I'll get real mad at you, bitch. Hey, Daily Harvest. Speaking of Dove Campaign for Beauty, eat a smoothie, bitch. Daily Harvest makes healthy eating easy with delicious plant-based foods that are ready in as little as 30 seconds so you can do more of what you actually want to do this summer, like go to the beach and tan. Daily Harvest delivers perfectly portioned frozen cups, organic fruit, vegetables directly to your door. You just add water or your favorite milk. I use coconut milk. Blend, heat, or soak. Soak. It's that easy. Go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code GWF. You get 3 cups for free in your first box. That's promo code GWF for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. Again, that's daily-harvest.com. Don't fucking tweet us.
Today's show is also sponsored by Talkspace. Talkspace is the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. Can't imagine fitting another appointment into your life.
No.
Well, with Talkspace, therapy is as easy as just sending a message to your therapist. No commutes, no leaving the office, and no judgments. To match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/GWF. Use code GWF to get $45 off your first month and show your support for this show. Again, that's GWF and Talkspace.com/GWF. Obviously, it's a good time if you're not feeling great to sit down in therapy. There's been a lot of suicides lately. I mean, if
Bunch
you're suicidal, this is not, you don't go to Talkspace.
Well, there's hotlines for that.
There's hotlines for that.
You could text or call.
Emergency hotlines. But I think it's just having a, you know, there's been a lot of conversation about mental health care and how it's kind of like stupid to just put a number for a hotline, because if you're truly feeling suicidal, you're not going to have like the wherewithal and the peace of mind to be like, I'm gonna dial this number now. And I get that.
That's very true. When my mom was about to kill herself, she called me. But, you know, I don't think she would have had the wherewithal to be like, excuse me, I would like to speak to a professional
exactly.
real quick.
You're not going to get on the text line. So I think it's just about like kind of taking mental health care seriously, like checking up on it before it is too late, before you're in that dire place. And so this is a nice way to do some maintenance about that. So again, it's code GWF and it's Talkspace.com/GWF.
Come see us live.
Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're here right now. We have 2 shows tonight and 2 shows tomorrow at Rick Bronson's House of Comedy. It's in the Mall of America.
We're going to be on those roller coasters.
We're going to be. Well, there's a lot of other stuff to do there as well.
Oh, really?
But yeah, I looked up. We'll talk about it later. Yes. But yes. So and then Friday, June 29th at 11:30 p.m., New York City. It's Nacho Bitches. This is the second to last Nacho Bitches ever. Yes, surprise. I'm ending Nacho Bitches. Blair and I, we have had a nice run, but we live on different coasts now. So if you want to see Nacho Bitches, if you've been saying I'm going to come to Nacho Bitches, you literally have 2 opportunities left. One of them is Friday, June 29th, 11:30 p.m. Tickets are $12 with code Nacho. And Justin Perez and or Rosebud Baker will be there with me.
Glamour Puss, New York City, the very next day after you had your nachos and your bitches, have your Glamour Puss Saturday, June 30th. If that ad doesn't convince you to come, I'm done. I'm hanging up my rope. 7:30 p.m. at Zinc Bar. Tickets are $15. Wendy Starling and I co-host it. And at the top of the show, we come out as characters and we wear rigs. And one of our pussies are hanging out. And Seattle, Washington, Corinne and I are bringing the Bridget Bishop Tour to you July 12th through the 14th at Parlor Live. Irvine, California, we're coming at you July 19th through the 22nd at Irvine Improv. Go to sorryaboutlastnightcomedy.com/tours with an S.
And Irvine, heads up, we have no LA date scheduled. We are not scheduling it. Irvine's 48 minutes from LA.
Just do it.
That's your LA
show.
Get
over it.
Get in a car. We know you have cars on the West Coast. It's not like the East Coast.
You have a car.
You got to get in that car.
If Corinne and I could Uber to Antelope Islands, you could Uber to Irvine.
Yes, absolutely. It makes everything possible. Or Lyft. Hubble Contacts. Guys, thanks so much for promoting Hubble Contacts. Do you overwear your contact lenses to save money?
Yes.
Are you a broke ass bitch?
Yeah.
What if we told you that you can get a fresh pair of lenses for every single day for less? 60 contacts for $30. Do the math. That's $1 a day.
I'd say shut the fuck up.
This is half the price of other brands. So go to HubbleContacts.com. That's HUBBLE.com and get your first 2 weeks free. They're just giving away shit. I did this. It was just free shit.
They're shitting out contacts.
Contacts are expensive because four companies control 97% of the market.
That's
until
rude.
Now, Hubble sells directly to you so they can get convenient and affordable prices to you. Again, it's HubbleContacts.com to get your first 2 weeks of lenses free. You can't beat the deal. HubbleContacts.com, 2020 vision, half the price.
We have two more ads, you guys. You can do this. Stitch Fix! Get your fix. Ugh, I just made up that tagline. You're welcome, Stitch Fix. Regardless of your style, it could be easy to fall in a rut. Ain't that the damn truth? Then, when the temperature rises in your body and your vagina, you have to change your whole fashion strategy. You didn't know you had a strategy? Well, you do, bitch. Stitch Fix can make getting dressed for summer easy and fun when you need to get through wedding season or survive the heat and still be at office appropriate. Whatever that means. I'm always office appropriate. Titties hanging out. Just tell Stitch Fix your sizes, some info about your lifestyle, your preferred budget, and one of their stylists will send you clothes, shoes, and accessories picked just for you. Each Stitch Fix box contains 5 items. You try them on at home, you leave the tags on, and if you want them, you keep them. You only pay for the items you keep, and Stitch Fix covers shipping on returns and exchanges. I just had Lauren drop off my Stitch Fix pants that I didn't want and at the post office, and it was very easy, right? Mm-hmm. Yep, she said yeah. there's no subscription required. You could get your monthly fix quarterly, monthly, whenever you want. Not every day, because if that's the case, you have a problem. Stitch Fix sent me a box, and I love when it comes because it feels like Christmas, and because no one really sends me letters or anymore or ever. So I really like getting these boxes. And there was a fucking necklace that this chick put in the box. And I was like, ugh, this is tacky. And I put it on and I was like, God damn it. I really like this necklace. And I kept it and it's really good. They put stuff in my box that I would never try on. And then I tried on. I'm like, God damn it. Yeah. So get your first fix now at stitchfix.com/GWF. And you can get 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box. That's stitchfix.com/GWF to get started with Stitch Fix to get today. Again, stitchfix.com/GWF.
And if you don't have enough boxes coming into your door already.
Oh, shit, it's the best one.
Heads up, the FabFitFun Summer Box is here. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box for women. I mean, it could be for men. I don't know. I've seen men dressed more, traditionally women than me. To discover new products for a life well lived, FabFitFun delivers a box of full-size fashion, beauty, home, fitness, and wellness products. No samples of everything. I got to stop right now and say, again, we are very ashamed of ourselves for liking these boxes. Well, I am at least.
No, me too.
My shirt's on backwards. Noticed that.
That's why I say it uncomfortably, like, I love it.
It's like, this is like something that you're like, I didn't want to like this, but then every time I open it, I'm like, God damn, you hit it out of the park again. I love all these products. These colors are great. This mug is nice. This thing makes my eyes feel better.
This moisturizer makes my skin glow.
This is so beautiful. Wow. The box is delivered right to your door 4 times a year for just $49.99. Okay.
You say fart times.
And honestly, $49.99, I know that's like a lot of money, but you're only getting it 4 times a year, number one. And number two, the box is worth like $300 easily.
And I always forget about it. And then when it comes, I'm like, oh my God, it's FabFitFun.
Yeah, it's very exciting day. And there's so much stuff in it. Yeah, it says right here, the summer box is valued at $320.
Shit.
And they're not messing around. And it includes the 4AO Luna Fofo. Is this in English?
We just want to hear Corinne pronounce Fofo.
What is that? Is that something
happens
for your pussy? 4 a.m.?
No, I have it. It's like this thing to wash your face with.
Oh, I know. I have that too. It's the thing that makes a vibrating thing that I
thought it was a vibrator.
That I thought it was for my pussy.
Did you put it on your clit?
No.
Oh, well, that's
I definitely wouldn't.
That's one of us.
And then I was like, oh, it's for your face. Thank God. I could have used this. Yeah. And that alone retails for $89, meaning you pay less than the cost of one product to get the entire box. The box is just fun. It's just fun to get presents.
Stop it. I'm fine.
Especially when you're a single bitch because ain't no one buying you anything. So.
I know. You know, that is part of the joy in getting a package. It's like somebody cares.
Yeah.
I'm paying for it, but whatever.
My mailman's my boyfriend now. So at least I can expect him. Sign up for FabFitFun today.
He shows up on time
to get your summer box. It's in limited supply. The boxes do always sell out. So again, FabFitFun.com. Sign up. Start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code GWF to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. FabFitFun.com. GWF.
That's fab. That's fit. That's fun. Actually, my mailman and I have a great relationship because I didn't realize this. You got to tip them in during Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Because my mailman puts postcards. Are you switching your shirt right now?
I absolutely have to.
Ladies and gentlemen, Corinne Fisher is taking off her shirt. Oh, my God. Corinne.
What the fuck is going on in my life that I can't put a goddamn shirt on?
How jealous are you listening at work right now?
Sorry.
That I get Secret Cities and you don't.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that feels so much better. My neck was chafing. How did I not notice that?
I have no idea. You know what? You're busy and it's okay.
I would say I'm having a bad day and then I was going to extend it to week and then month. And I was like, you know what? Maybe just life.
You need the four agreements, maybe. No, maybe you do need the four agreements. Well.
No, it's not the four agreements. I know what to do for that. I just have to, you know, find my purpose or something, I think.
Your purpose is, well, I don't know. Yeah, you do have to find that. But, you know, you kind of found it. It's telling bitches to dump their boyfriends on stage.
No, that's definitely not it. That's the problem. I believe it's stand-up comedy. We'll see.
I think it is. Okay, so if you want to email us about your woes, sorry about last night's show at gmail.com. And this email I'm going to read, the subject line is, he dumped me because I'm more successful. Hey, ladies, please don't use my name. Okay. I'll save you the I love you bullshit till I see you in person on the tour. Thank you. Anyways, I was listening to today's podcast and I heard Corinne talk about her tweet, the one where she said she helps the men she dates achieve their dreams, but does not feel it is reciprocated by them. This really struck a chord with me, especially with what happened the night before.
Uh-oh.
Cue the thunder and the rain. Let me give you a little background. I'm 24-year-old female. I work in finance and I love my job, make a decent salary, and am starting to look at homes to buy. God damn, girl, that's great. I was dating a guy who was turning 28, had a job he hated that didn't pay well, and essentially admitted he always slacks off at work and did the same all throughout school. Oh, good. So you were like, I love you.
And then I got so wet.
I got so horny, I fell off my couch. This is the total opposite of me since I worked my ass off to get where I am. Anyway, this guy was hot and we shared the same sense of humor, but he was not on my level with other things like the above. Still though, I was head over heels for him. Tale as old as time, my friend. It had been about 2 months when I started to feel him pull away. He had been going on job interviews to find something better than where he was, and I would always ask him how they went because I was excited for him to make this next step in his career. However, when I would talk about an upcoming business trip or something good that happened at work, he didn't want to hear it. Don't get me wrong, I don't care what your job is, but to me in a relationship, both parties should appreciate each other's successes. I never ditched him for work. I would even drive an hour to see him multiple times a week. I was falling so hard. We had sex, and 2 days after, he called me to say it was over. He said he didn't want someone who talked about work all the time like I did, and that he hated his job so much he didn't want to talk about work while he was at work. He told me he thinks since I have a good job and am going to buy a house that he feels we are not as compatible since he's not at the point in his life and he kind of takes things as they come. Well, that's one way to put you're more successful than me. A few days prior, he admitted he wasn't where he wanted to be in his career-wise. I also think since he watched many of his friends get married and buy homes and have babies, that he might be projecting those insecurities onto me. I feel like I am finally starting to settle down and have an idea of who I am and what I want and want to set things up for me, regardless of what man comes or goes. I know I should shouldn't change for a man, but I can't help thinking about what he said, and it bothers me a little. Thoughts? Yeah, I got some thoughts. I think that he needs to not be in a relationship and work on himself before he can be with a partner. That's what it is. He phrased it in a way that kind of says that, but not really. It's hard to, when you're in that space, it's hard to talk about it. I know that, like, when Corinne and I were really struggling and I just really gripped onto the finish line of my dreams, meaning, like, honestly, like, where we are now, like, that's a life I had hoped for a really long time. And I had a boyfriend who was more successful at me at that time. And, you know, it was hard for me because I was also really young. And so it kind of made sense that I was still struggling because I had just graduated. But your boyfriend's 28, or ex-boyfriend, 28, doesn't like his life, doesn't like his job. He needs to figure it out on his own. So I don't think you should take any of that personally. And I don't think it's because he broke up with you because you're more successful. I think he broke up with you because I'm sure every time you talked about it, he got like a ping in his heart, and the voice in his head that's constantly beating him up started taking over.
Yeah, this guy's a loser, and you said he's hot, and so he's probably never had to work for anything in his life, and he kind of admitted that he doesn't want to. You dodged a bullet, as usual. Also, like, you're 24. I know it seems like you might be settling down. Like, it's not, you're probably not. You're probably just, like, in a place where you're doing well, finally, and, like, you have a groove, and that's awesome, but, like, a million more things are gonna happen. This guy can't get his shit together. You're gonna buy some fucking property, and that's dope. And
that's amazing. 24? That's crazy.
But
that's
also,
great.
Like, I mean, you know, it's, like, to play devil's advocate, I don't want to blame everything on him. Like, you be cognizant of how much you're talking about work at home. That is a big problem I've had in relationships, especially because I'm dating people a lot of times who are in the same industry, and at a certain point in time I want to slap people in the face if they mention comedy one more time. And it's literally what I love more than anything, except for Alfred. And so you need to just, like, be mindful of that. There are other things to talk about than, like, work. There's have other interests. That's very, very important, because it is really obnoxious when someone only talks about work. I mean, that's why Kate Winslet and that director broke up.
That conversation you and I had on the road, we were at that Mexican restaurant, and you were saying how you were invited to a dinner party where you couldn't talk about your careers for the first however many hours. I think that it made me realize I think I do talk about my career too much to people.
Yeah, it's just I try
always curious.
I try to never talk about it. Well, that's why a lot of times, like, I'll lie to, like, Lyft drivers and stuff about what I do so I don't have to talk about it. Yeah. Like, I don't.
And it's I've noticed too, because I'm on Raya, that dating app, and I always lead with, well, what do you do? If they don't list it, because I'm like, oh, because to me, what you do says who you are. What you do, you like what you do for a living? How, you know, is it take a lot of hard work to get successful? What, you know, I feel like that does say a lot about a person, but
it does. But I think
then
sometimes, like, you can get snooty and overlook people, like, just because, like, if you're like a garbage man, it doesn't mean, like, you're not the most fucking amazing person.
If you're a garbage man, you're probably wealthy.
They do make a lot of money.
Or, like, a decent living.
But it's just, like, you could be a manager of a McDonald's, but you just have to be, like, a very good manager of McDonald's. That's all I care about. Like, are you passionate about what you do is all I care about.
Yeah.
And is what you do making the world a better place, or is it making it a worse place?
Those are the only things I care.
Well, for me, McDonald's are definitely making the world a better place.
Unless you're Morgan Spurlock, but yeah.
Morgan Spurlock is making the world a worse place.
He got me off McDonald's, but, you know, that's about it.
Yeah, but if you eat anything that much, you're going to get fat.
That's a good point.
I mean, just
how you
eat
doing?
Less. You know, just a great week. Spent some time looking at romantic posts that Anthony Bourdain and Asia Argento posted. So that was nice. Took a little, you know, down spiral lane.
Good. Like his old posts?
Yeah, I just went through their Instagram and, like, I was like, damn, this guy was really in love. Well, because it was interesting because, you know, Rose McGowan wrote that piece saying don't do the sexist thing and blame Asia Argento for Anthony Bourdain's suicide.
Well, wait, who would do that?
Well, apparently a couple days before his suicide, she had been photographed hugging another man, and it, like, went out in the tabloids. Yeah, well, number one, it was ridiculous, and she was explaining, she was like, their relationship, she was like, they were free birds. It was not, did not have a controlling relationship. Plus, like, you know, she's in her 40s. He was 61. Like, they're not, I think relationships are just different than this, like, traditional stuff that we talk about. And a lot of celebrities also have weird things going on that we don't know about. But yeah, no, so I just, and yeah, I just love the friendship of Rose McGowan and Asia Argento. I follow it very closely. And you could tell, like, Rose was commenting, like, she was also really close with Anthony because she's so close with Asia. Mm-hmm. And, like, just the stuff that Anthony Bourdain said about Asia and how close they became, like, he really loved her and she really loved him. And I think he was a really safe space for her during the past year with a sexual assault, accusation against Harvey Weinstein.
I think he wrote the article on medium.com, I believe.
Yeah, you had mentioned that.
Just about his friends in the culinary industry being accused of sexual assault and how he, without even hesitation, mm-hmm. stood by the women.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, oh, God, we lost a gem of a person.
Yeah, but again, he was pretty open about wanting to, like, you know what. And it was just, people are just so fucking weird about suicide. I know we talked about that last week, but just very strange behavior.
Well, yeah. Every time a big suicide happens, I always just think of my mom and I'm like, I don't know. But we interviewed my mom on the podcast a while back, and we talked about when Robin Williams killed himself and how she kind of was like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
And
well, then it came out later that he had been
dementia.
That he had been diagnosed with dementia and he just didn't want to see.
Which is what my mom has now.
No, I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It sucks.
Well, I mean, that's why she might have been like, all
hopefully
right.
She didn't read that update.
No, I know. Hopefully she didn't see that part.
I don't
it.
Think she did.
Good. Perfect.
But, I've been there in the aftermath of a suicide attempt, and I've been there in the aftermath of a successful suicide. That sounds weird, but you know, a suicide in which the person did die. And
when was that?
The guy jumped off my building.
You didn't know him. Okay, gotcha.
No,
I
didn't know him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one, the attempt that was not successful was my mother's.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think about what can we say to help people. I know when you had a really close family friend take her own life who was very young, and you wrote a very eloquent, you know, letter to people who are possibly thinking about killing themselves. And I think it's really helped a lot of people. We get people talk about it a lot.
Hopefully.
And I always think about, you know, all of the happiness and joy my mom has experienced since that suicide attempt. And I think I touched on it briefly when we interviewed Darren.
Mm-hmm.
But then I didn't want to talk about it because I started crying. And then I went to therapy yesterday for the first time in years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, here's my deal. And the therapist is like, Jesus Christ,
Is it a man or a woman?
It's a woman.
Okay.
I really love her. She, like, her presence calms me.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she's really great. And then I started talking about the suicide, and then I started crying. And I was trying to hold back tears.
You were talking about your mom's suicide attempt?
Or
Anthony Bourdain?
Yeah. Okay. No. Oh, no.
I was like, wow, you're really invested in this. Jeez.
No. I didn't know Anthony. But I knew my mom. I know her still. And she was telling me how, she's like, you have PTSD.
Yeah.
You have. And I was like, God damn. Okay. Like, that just sounds so bad, but whatever.
But yeah, a therapist previously had told you that you had trauma and you need to go to the trauma unit.
Yeah. Yeah. But she was like, you have severe PTSD and you use your anxiety as a coping survival mechanism because you learned to do it as a child. Honestly, I had like 8 breakthroughs in an hour.
That's great.
It was beautiful. But I was thinking about, you know, my mom, she was on medication that really fucked her up. And that was one of the driving factors. But she was also had been previously suicidal in her life. And she, it was the night before I moved away to college at Penn State. And she was getting mad at me for things I didn't do. And when she went to the railroad tracks and she called a family friend. And the family friend called my dad and I at the house. And he kind of patched her in. And then I talked to her, and one of the things she had said to me was, you don't need me anymore. You have your dad.
Right.
I'm a burden on you.
Right.
And like, I heard the train coming on the other end of the line. And so I thought she had killed herself, but because she was drunk, she had drank vodka, and she never drinks. So she actually slipped on a rock, cut her head open, and fell. And that was what prevented her from jumping in front of the train. So she was like gung ho.
Yeah, it was an accident.
To jump in front of this train.
An accident saved her from.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But I think about all of the, just the amazing moments that she's had since. And she never would have met her grandson.
Yeah.
Had she, you know, and the holidays, and she's had some ups and downs. But one thing that really helped her with her depression is it's a device called a Fisher-Wallace stimulator. And it's basically sends electrical impulses, which all it does is increase blood flow. It's this device that's connected to two little pads, and she puts them on her temples twice a day for 20 minutes, and she put a little headband on so that the pads stay put. I actually have one. We mentioned that on Joe Rogan, and the guy invited me to his office
in New
York.
Yeah, I remember,
He's like, you raised the, people have been purchasing these left and right. But that is something that has really helped my mother with her depression, and there's virtually no side effects because it's not a pill. I think pills fuck people up so bad. They also have saved people's lives and lifted a very heavy fog over people and have changed their lives for the better. So if you're one of those people who've been benefited by medicine, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's like trial and error. I mean, because like my old roommate Kristen, when she was on the podcast, she had antidepressants were like a real lifesaver for her.
Yeah, and actually that her telling that story made me like less anti-pill. And
it just seems like your family isn't good with pills.
It's just real bad. Just
because, like, for
me,
I'm also
mom.
I don't know if I mentioned this, but like, I went immediately back on the birth control pill. Like, there, I mean, it was no, I had no.
Oh, you did?
Absolutely. There was no reason. I went off it for 3 months. I saw no change
nothing.
In my body, no change in my weight, no change in my mood. And I was like, why? I was like, the pill has been the best thing that's ever happened to me in my life. I love it.
Yeah. And that's amazing.
It's wonderful.
I think medicine can do such great things for people. If you are one of those people who go ape shit on medications and they make you worse, I would
there's other options.
Yes. And I would ask your, if you have a doctor, ask them about the Fisher Wallace stimulator. The only side effect that my mom had was she was a little hyperactive. Like, she never really sleeps anyway. Apparently it does help with insomnia, but not her. Her brain's wired a little differently. So maybe if that can help a person, when she started using it, I remember she came to visit me in New York City, and I was dreading it because she had been depressed for a really long time, and I just thought she was going to lay it on me. And I felt like I got my mom back again. She was like this joyful, bright light, and it was really cool to see. So I wish that came into her life earlier, and maybe it could help you. Okay. Enough about suicide. Let's talk about our guest. I'm so excited to welcome this very handsome, beautiful gentleman onto the podcast. He is a successful real estate broker in Manhattan. I met him at my first job after college when I was working for a real estate company called Core. Shout out. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jared Guy Randolph. Jared Guy Randolph.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Wow.
How are you?
Sensual already.
You're so hot. Thank you.
Wait, aren't you gay? What's happening?
Yeah, but
no,
No.
You're not?
Are you
no,
bi?
No. I'm straight. I just happen to fuck dudes.
Oh.
Women ever?
I do fuck. Well, I have fucked women. It's been a while since I fucked a woman.
Did you
like
it?
5 years. Yeah.
I
had an epic, I want to tell you, epic sex dream about some girl that I went to high school with two nights ago. Yeah. I mean, it was graphic.
Do tell.
How much detail do you want?
The most.
All of the details.
I mean, it was everything, and I don't know what's going on with me right now, but everything really just focused on her vagina, which I think vaginas are beautiful. I'm not.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, listen, okay. it brings life into the world.
That's true. That's a good aspect.
And there was just so much eating and playing and fucking, and it was so aggressive that I woke up. And by the way, I had a massive hard on the whole time. I woke up the next morning. I called one of my best friends from high school, from childhood, Ashley, and I told her. She almost threw up, hung up the phone, texted me, goes, "That's the most disgusting thing."
Wait, what was disgusting about it?
Because it was the particular girl.
Oh, shade.
So wow. I don't know. I'm open for almost anything.
Really? Because, okay, so I ran into you at Crunch.
Yes.
Because you were working out with another beautiful fit man.
But fucking hot, dude.
He's hot.
He's straight, but he doesn't fuck dudes. So.
He's straight?
Full on straight. Kids, married.
Whoa, okay, wouldn't have guessed that because I've seen him at the gym for a while.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was a hot gay guy.
Oh, he knows that I would pound the shit out of that asshole and if he let me. Should I not say that?
No, you should
keep saying this.
Anything you want. Wait, so, but then we were joking and at some point, because I was still with Steven at that point,
right,
we broke up. Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And
he's not here.
Yeah. He's downstairs. No, I'm not going to go any further. And you were like, yeah, we should have a three-way. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
But would you? Because I have a fuck buddy and we're actually looking for a guy.
Yeah, totally. I would do it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why not?
You would want to fuck?
Yeah, why not?
Oh my God, this is the best day ever.
He's down for anything, he said.
DTF.
I'm wild.
I'm wild.
That's what wild people always say. Guys, I'm wild.
A little bit about me. I'm really wild.
I'm really crazy. No, I'm really quiet about it. And then I turn into a fucking freak.
Oh my God. Like, okay, I didn't know you were even remotely interested in vaginas.
I'm like, really hot sex. I think people need to be more open about it.
I agree. Wow, this is very exciting. So wait, tell me about, like, when was the first time you fucked? Like, have you always been such a handsome man?
Allegedly. I don't, you know, the thing is, it's tough for me. I'm not attracted to myself.
Why?
So when I look in the mirror, I'm like just a dude. I'm not like, oh, you, I want to taste
way.
That. No, I'm being serious. So I guess people feel that way, but I don't feel that way. So when's the first time that I fucked? First time I fucked a girl or the first time that I fucked a dude?
Both.
Fucked. Yeah.
Fucked a girl. I was 16.
Was that the first time having sex?
First time having sex.
Okay.
It was a mess. It was awkward.
Well, yeah, as that tends to happen that way.
And then the first time I fucked a dude, I was 17.
Like, oh, that year later.
Year later.
Hell yeah.
And he was in his 40s.
Ooh.
Big old nasty sloppy bottom, which probably wrecked my sex life from there because I really just like nasty sloppy bottoms.
What is a nasty sloppy bottom?
It's just a dude who can take dick for hours.
Yeah.
So he could take dick for hours.
Literally can't go another moment without a cock bruising the back of his throat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, so that's
that just, sounds like a fun guy.
You say really fucked up things like in a really nice, eloquent way.
Well, you know, I just try to be honest.
Yeah.
And I say what people are thinking.
Loving it.
Yeah, you really do.
Unfortunately, I think about sex all the time. And funnily enough, 70% of the time, it's not even me. I'll walk down the street and I'll be like, I wonder what her ass looks like naked. It's like, I wonder how well he fucks. Or like, you'll see the outline of like
the
his
dick.
Dude's dick in his pants.
Yeah.
And I just totally fucking get off that. And I'm not even really big on dick. It doesn't do much for me.
What?
It's about the ass.
It's about the ass.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
It's all about the ass.
Honestly,
sloppy bottom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nasty sloppy bottom. I like a guy with an ass.
Yeah.
So much. And I miss it. Yeah. Guy with an ass is great.
Just a thick.
Just smack in the ass.
Yeah, just a
everywhere.
Man ass. fucking sweaty man ass.
When I first, when we were working together, I remember you telling me something about you were fucking a guy in the circus.
So one of my exes was in Cirque du Soleil. And
did he have
yes.
a great sloppy man ass?
He was beautiful, and I love him with all my heart. He's an amazing dude. We never had the right sexual chemistry because I might seem subdued.
Yeah,
but when you talk,
subdued.
But I'm not though. That's the thing. Like I'm really will like. Go to limits.
Well, maybe that's why, because you conserve your energy
right.
during the day and when you talk to people, and then when the clothes come off, you just become an animal.
Just a fucking.
I walk around.
Monster.
So you walk around like horny a lot. I've been doing
all
that lately.
All
I've been doing
time.
That lately, and I wonder too. Like I'll pass by people and be like, I wonder how people are in bed. It
all
stems from a horniness, but also just like a curiosity.
I don't know. I kind of guess I guess I judge people because I judge people whether or not I'd fuck them, men and women.
Yeah.
So I need to stop doing that because it's like, if I'm not going to fuck you, I shouldn't be judging you.
Yeah. But if you're only doing it in your head.
Yeah. I'm only doing it in my head and my facial expressions probably don't help either.
So you make like gnarly faces
that.
Of people?
Yeah. It's like, ew, God, you look like you would smell. But I love thinking about other people fucking and watching other people fuck. There's a chick across from my apartment in the building who's always getting nailed by some random uggo, but it's really hot.
How do you know he's uggo?
Because I can see
she
them.
She says it in her dirty talk?
I can see them.
Oh,
no,
you
I can see in the building across the street from me.
Oh, the building. I think about the apartment across the street.
Yeah.
That's my New York dream.
So
I can never
hot.
See anybody fuck from
oh,
the first
so
floor.
Hot.
It really sucks. I
fucking love it.
What kind of kinky, like, when did you become kinky? When did you grow to appreciate sex and have it be a big part of your life?
Oh, wow. That is a very good question. When did I start to come into my own?
Hold the mic a little
probably,
closer to your mouth,
yeah. Probably when I was in my mid-20s, I really started to explore. Mm-hmm. And realize that sex can be super exciting and it doesn't have to be, you know, fucking mundane and just for function.
Yeah. What happened?
I met a couple interesting characters. That one was a couple and the other one was a hooker, which totally led me down the wrong path. Don't worry, I didn't hook.
Oh, you can do whatever you
hey, if you did hook, I'd be like,
I won't judge you. I've dated a lot of porn stars, hookers, and
nice.
Go-go boys. They're freaks, man. I love it.
Nasty. So wait, sluts. So what kind of
they're all sluts. But here's the thing, I love a good slut.
Sluts are
people
great.
Are gonna be masturbating to this episode because your voice is so sensual. I can already feel it.
Go for it.
So wait, what happened then the first time you fucked a couple? Like what was the first like elaborate sexual experience you've had where there was like setup, you had to clean up afterwards, you know what I mean? I feel like you've had a lot of those.
It was a couple in the Hamptons that I had met at a party.
A straight couple?
Straight couple. Mm-hmm. And she came up to me at the party and she's like, I want you to fuck my husband.
Oh, my kind of gal.
And I guess she heard the conversation because I end up talking about taking a shit and sex like all the time. And everybody's like, yeah, I totally agree with you. Taking a good dump is like the best thing ever. And everybody's like, yeah, you're like, I'll point out the couples in the room that you know when they walk in, they still fuck the shit out of each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, like she's looking at his dick and she like grabs his ass and like she's definitely going to blow him in the bathroom at one point in time of the night. Like, I fucking love that
I haven't seen one of those couples in a while.
Oh, I you know what? The problem is I pay attention to it. It's way too much.
Well, I'm going to start.
Like, I always catch a dude like almost on a daily basis with a hard on. Because I guess I'm like paying attention.
You have hard dick radar.
Oh, 100%. It's crazy.
That's really funny.
It's fucking crazy. So she came up to me. She's like, I want you to fuck my husband. And I was like, how do you know that I want to fuck your husband? She's like, look at my husband. I was like, I want to fuck your husband.
What did he look like?
Straight. He was like, they were like in their early 40s, really fit couple. Like, you
Hamptons.
Know, they like Hamptons, like really fucking chic. He had a great body. She was like one of those Tracy Anderson chicks that all the time.
Toned arms.
And we just like met up one night and, you know, had drinks and some snacks and some chill time.
And then you snacked a little bit.
And then we snacked on his butt. But it was really hot because so it started with them. We were all kissing, making out. Then.
Is this at a restaurant or at a hotel room or
this
at their
is
house?
At their house.
Okay. Well, I mean, this guy isn't totally straight then.
Well, here's the thing. Just because you fuck a dude doesn't make you gay.
No, it doesn't make you gay, but it means you're at least like bi-curious.
I think for men, it's sex is so different than women. I think it just sometimes comes down to functionality and pleasure. And there's not that emotional connection. I think what determines your sexuality is your emotional connection to someone.
Well, I've heard like some people emotionally they're straight.
I still don't buy this guy.
Sexual? What?
I still don't buy that guy straight.
Well,
not fully.
You could be emotionally straight and sexually bi or
listen,
sexually
gay. I was happy he let me eat that.
Oh yeah. No, it's good. Great. It's great for you.
So there was just a lot of from there it escalated to a lot of eating of orifices and I actually learned how to eat ass by eating pussy and I am
you learned how to eat ass by eating pussy.
I'm very very talented
at eating ass.
Yes.
Do you have any tips?
The whole like just licking thing,
mm-hmm.
thumbs down, boring, boo. You gotta suck on that motherfucker. Like
suck
you're trying
on the
to
ass.
Get something
suction is always the key to everything with mouth stuff.
Yeah. Wait, you suck on the butthole?
Yeah, and it gets nice and like just like plump.
Yeah,
and juicy.
I understand.
But
what you're
don't
saying.
Suck too hard.
Yeah,
because I get yelled at when I get aggressive. Because when it gets really, just, I just want to fucking devour it.
Wait, oh god.
Yeah.
Okay,
suck
I gotta
poop back in. Yeah. Have you got poop in your mouth like real talk?
No, I've never. Had,
really?
I've had people shit on my dick, but I've never had shit in my mouth.
Well, yeah, I guess because it's like, do you ever put the your tongue like inside?
Inside
I
the
have.
Butthole. I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, because I, you know, and when you're like, okay, when you fuck this couple.
Mm-hmm.
you don't, I mean, you're assuming the guys cleaned out, because like Corinne always says, like, straight guys' buttholes are, she just doesn't want to go near them.
It was gross, very clear. Everything was clean. Everything
have you ever had an asshole not be in order?
Yeah, it's rough. Which that goes, that gets down to my one no, I'm not into shit.
Scatting.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
It's gross. Very, it's so funny. I mean, I feel the same way I think most people do, but it's so funny that you also like suck in a butthole, which I get. I've never sucked one, but I have put my tongue in a butthole and I love it, but I would be like, the line is so thin that it would cross into like, hell no, get me out of here. I need a shower.
Okay.
You know,
I get that. But I could also do with like a little ripe man butt.
Ripe man butt? Ripe, what do you mean ripe? But
let's look at like you've been to the gym for a little while.
I see.
Not
like high, though. Like a peach.
Yeah, like a little bit.
When the butthole wasn't in working order for those activities, how did you bring that up?
It's like, and remember the video game Mortal Kombat?
Of course.
You'd like go down and you'd be like, finish him. I feel like that character. You go, that's not happening, and you need to go clean your hiney hole. Or you just avoid that area.
So you told him he had to clean his hiney hole?
Yeah, I'm like, bro, you just shit on me. And they're like all embarrassed. And I'm like, just go clean your ass and come back, and I'm going to keep, like, I'm horny. I'm finishing.
Oh, okay, so you would keep doing it.
I'm going to keep fucking you. Yeah. Like,
oh,
I'm
that's
not,
nice. That's good. Nice.
Shit happens.
Yeah.
Hey, that's true.
Shit's a part of our love.
Yeah, it is. What other things... I feel like three ways happen to you. You don't happen to three ways. Like, it just comes upon you. Is that true?
Yeah.
Because we've getting a lot of inquiries. We always get inquiries about three ways. And I've never met anybody in the one person, but she was kind of, she came to our show. So it wasn't in the wild, but like truly random that you've never met before that doesn't know who you are. You don't know who they are. Like, what are some tips?
I'm just thinking about a situation recently. what are some tips? I think you have to be, first of all, put down your fucking cell phones and look up. Okay. Because it, like you said, in the wild, it's so much more fun to find it on the street than
and a real estate agent is saying this.
That's
impressive.
Put down your phone, open your fucking eyes, and look around you, because there's a lot of people who are on the hunt for sex on a daily basis, so it's not that hard to find.
How can you identify somebody who's on the hunt for sex?
Eye contact.
Oh,
it's that little bit too long.
Where you feel it little, in your that, pussy that or look, your penis,
or your penis, or your hiney hole, depending on what you like.
Your hiney hole wiggles.
Or all of them.
You see
all
them.
Of it, it puckers like.
Oh, okay.
It's like a heartbeat. So it's all about the eye contact.
Yeah.
And then the body language. And then here's the thing, guys and gals, lose the fear. Go up to somebody. And here's my tip. If you see somebody on the street you're attracted to, you do that over the shoulder look thing. Walk up to them and say, I'd like to introduce myself. I find you very attractive. I'd love to take you for a drink. But if you're seeing someone or have a significant other, I totally respect that. You know, otherwise, I'd like to get your number. It gives you and that other person an easy out without feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that's one of the safest ways to just go up and do it. If you are interested in somebody, go up and do it. Because, again, eye contact. 90% of the time, they're going to give you your fucking number.
Really?
Even if they are.
Yeah, but you're also
you're hot. Though.
I was like, you're like 6'5" and like a 10.
You're a
so
tall glass of milk.
This
Jerry.
Is a very confident approach for you know easy.
But
easy.
Here's the thing.
And I love how you didn't give them the option of, well, the only reason you wouldn't want to fuck me is if you're already in a relationship, not because you're
not into it, because
you are.
That's a speed bump, not a stop sign.
Okay, I like that.
Confidence is the sexiest thing.
No, yeah. Agreed. Yeah, absolutely.
And if you really think about it too, like, what's the worst that's going to happen? They're going to go, no, thanks.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't know them, who cares? You're never going to see that person again, most likely.
Yeah you don't want to fuck somebody who doesn't want to fuck you, so there we go.
So my question for you, you two lovely chicks, if you had a dude walk up to the street and say that to you, or a chick at that, what would your response be?
A man, it would be no go for me. A straight man doing that to a straight woman, that just to me, like, because it never happens. And usually when it does, it's someone who's gross. Like, it's just.
What if they weren't
it's
gross?
Too,
if they were hot.
I would think they were a serial killer.
Oh, see, that's the fucking thing with women. I don't get it. Why not?
Well, because we get, like, murdered and shit.
Yeah, I was like, the interaction sexually between gay men is much different than, like, straight men. And because there's a fear that you have when you're a straight woman that is. That's just it's just different.
A lot of times with straight men, they'll and it's a small percentage, but I think that small group ruins it for every straight guy. But there's a small percentage that if you reject somebody, they get irate. I've had that happen before. I've had guys call me a dumb bitch or a fat whore or whatever the fuck if you say no, and obviously it's just because he's insecure and that's fine.
Then you need to turn around to him and say, "Tell me more, daddy." No, listen,
I get that.
And you have to take that into consideration.
But if a woman did that to me, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Yeah, if a woman did it, it would be much better.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't be fearing of my safety. Cause like,
but I've actually gotten a few straight guys' phone numbers by doing that.
The whole
I don't usually do this, but
yeah. Well, that's the hot part of it, especially if the guy is a wife or family or whatever the fuck. Like that's hot. I would imagine for them.
People just need to be more open sexually.
I agree, and there's so many people that are so uptight about it and don't. Ugh, it's annoying. So wait,
you guys are just like, let me fuck you.
Yeah, why can't we fuck? What's your problem?
We'll record that next time.
There's plenty of people who are, because we talk to people all the time, and like most people are pretty like down for some shit that you wouldn't think that they would be down for.
Right.
What's have you ever been presented with somebody's kink that you're like, what?
Probably the first. No, I haven't had a what. I've had this is a new experience. Like the first time that I fisted a dude.
Mm-hmm. You fisted a guy's butt?
Oh, after that, several. I fucking love it.
You have
so
a big
hot
fist.
Yeah, your fist. Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now and my butt hurts.
My butt hurts looking at your fist. But also like if you fisted a vagina, I'd be like, oh, I can have a baby, no problem. Like your fist is the size of like a baby's head.
Probably.
What a preemie. Can you walk us through some fisting techniques? Because fisting is something that I really can't get into or understand, and I want to be open to fisting.
And it's not, you're not like doing this with your actual, you're not like clenching your fist.
No, you are.
Yeah.
Well, because when women get fisted, it's more like your fingers are straight out and they're not, you know, curled.
Not the way Margaret Cho explained it.
Yeah, you gotta give it. Oh my God, I love fucking Margaret Cho. That is my girl. I'm obsessed with her.
how do I fist?
It's all about the lube, first of all. Yeah. And you got to take your time. So J Lube is the best.
J Lube.
Okay. J Lube, which is like.
Is that water based or oil based?
It's water based. Okay. Because you have to actually add water. It's a powder. It was like some type of construction type material at one point in time.
Oh. Everyone's like, let's use this on our dicks.
You go to like hardware store. So that's J Lube's great for fisting. You add water to it, you shake it up, and you have to like squeeze it in the person's hole.
But oh, also, you put the lube up the butthole.
Yeah, because there's like a little point on the
right, like an enema kind of thing. Yeah,
you don't go into it. It's something that you have to work up to.
Of course.
So you've got to use toys to work up to there, and also you got to get the sphincter to relax. So,
and what kind of toys?
Butt plugs, dildos.
Dildos. So you start with like start small and work your way up.
You start small, work your way up. But it's something that if you really want to get into fisting, you can't just like do it once a week. You have to, meaning like the toys and the preparation to become malleable enough.
So your butthole is fist ready.
Yeah, you got to like do that every day, other day.
Oh, you got to.
Because there's construction and there's destruction. and then, you know, go from there.
Would the butthole ever. One time I got a colonic and the lady said, oh, what a tight butthole. And I was like, thanks. And she said she has had clients who, because she said it was because of anal sex, like just a lot of anal sex all the time, that the butthole is like kind of just loose permanently. Can that happen?
It can happen. I mean, but that's like an extreme if your asshole is like open.
Right.
But yeah, buttholes after they've been fucked a lot get looser. They're not.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to fuck somebody who hasn't. Or doesn't know how to be fucked. Like a really tight asshole does nothing for me.
I would have thought you would like a tight butthole because that would feel better.
No, because
you like at a certain point it doesn't feel hurts.
Yeah, it's like
hunger. You want them to be hungry for your dick.
Yes.
Got it.
Because if you don't, like if your ass is too tight, you don't know how to get fucked. You're not experienced. And you don't enjoy it.
But I'm innocent, mister.
Oh, no. Okay. Listen, that whole, like, I'm just a little boy walking home from school.
Oh, dear
no,
God.
That's fucking, that's like creepy next door neighbor from Family Guy, Herbert.
Yeah.
Talk.
Damn. Okay, so once somebody has put toys up their butt multiple days in a week and then you're going to fist them, okay, so you squirt the lube up their butthole after the butt plug comes out.
Mm-hmm. Poppers help too.
poppers do help.
Poppers help.
I've done poppers, not for sex, just because I wanted to see what it felt like. It felt like my head was being inflated with helium.
Yeah, I can't do poppers. They hurt my head so much.
Oh, yeah. Why would it?
It's just and they too really, much of a headache.
Does it make the butthole that great?
It makes you relax.
Okay, so you just kind of like meditate.
Yeah.
It's so funny, the mind-body connection.
I do a lot of breathing before butt stuff, a lot of...
Beforehand.
Yeah. And while it's happening.
I want to get back into butt stuff because I've had an orgasm there and it was phenomenal.
You had a butt orgasm? Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. With a vibrator, but it was like, I didn't know that was a thing. And I was Googling it at the time. Mm-hmm. They were like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then now everybody on the internet shares everything. So
it sounds like you both enjoy butt stuff at times.
I have. I stopped doing it because it was more pain than it was worth. But it was, yeah, and I definitely need to have like a glass of wine before I do it. Mm.
Last time I did anal, I went to the ER because I bled. But, you know, not a lot of prep. It happens. But I would like to get back into it. But I'm hearing from a lot of people who are experts, such as yourself. We talked to Asa Akira. She was like, you need to do anal like 20 times to get good at it and like it and appreciate it.
Well, if you're curious about it and you want to get into it, you need to start with your own preparation with toys that you can handle before somebody's trying to jam their fist into their, you know, whether it's their pinky dick or... their forearm.
I like
butt toys. I don't love a dick in my butt though. Like anal beads I like, but the anal beads are significantly smaller than penises.
Have you had your forearm in a guy's butt?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why they make all those toys that we've seen at Pleasure Chest. Like, it's not for no one.
Guys, you need to go a little bit deeper in the vaults of porn.
Yeah, but then a lot of anal stuff that I've watched, they end up shitting and I don't like that. And so I just don't want the surprise. I got triggered.
Just threw up in my mouth a little. You need to not watch poopy anal porn.
Well, how do you make? I mean,
just search anal no poopy. No poopy.
Oh, the checkbox. No poop. Poop. No poop. No poop.
No little turds floating around there on my porn. Oh, not on my watch.
Oh, okay. My God.
Okay. How the fuck do you? Is the preparation similar for when you're going to fist somebody versus put your whole forearm? How did you get your forearm up a butthole?
Well, that was a very loose, very open butthole.
And the guy had no digestive issues in his life.
Not that I know.
How
of,
far up?
We didn't get that deep in the conversation.
You didn't do a full medical intake.
I know. I was like, so, excuse me, sir. What is your date of birth, your social security number, and any known diseases?
When you eat a burrito, does it come out right away?
Does it come out?
Oh, no.
I can see your dinner from last night.
No.
How far up did your arm go?
To the elbow.
To the elbow.
Yeah.
Mm. Holy fucking
this
fuck.
Is a big man here, too.
And you're a big man.
Big hunk of man.
I'm 6'3", 260 pounds, but like tight muscles.
Yeah,
so.
You're jacked.
Yeah.
Wow.
They like that, though.
Well, apparently. Mm-hmm. How long?
Wait, are you a bear?
I am hairy. I'm like,
but you're a little thin.
I'm more of a,
guess. Bears like chubby, though?
Yeah, bears usually. Are like thicker.
Yeah.
I'm bear-ish, but I'm more of a, like a daddy.
Oh, you're a daddy?
I was going to say daddy, but I didn't know if that was like, if they were still doing that. Mm.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
great.
Like a thing. I kind of like that a little bit.
Oh, man. This is great. I'm going to call you daddy. Okay. when you kind of fist up the butt, how were you like jackhammering, but were you going in and out, or was the fist just in there and you were jerking them off? And how do you do that when your fist is up a butt?
So they're typically either in a sling. Like
they're
a sex
sling,
or they're on all fours. I mean, you can be on your back with your legs up. That's like a lot of energy. Because
then
to
you could touch
his
dick
up
at the same time.
Yeah, you know, but I can like milk you from behind and play with your balls while I'm with my left hand while I'm fisting you with my right hand.
Wow.
But typically,
you're a multitasker.
I'm ambidextrous.
Oh, you are
ambidextrous.
I can't even 69 because I'm like, I can't concentrate on this while you're doing that to
really?
Me. Like, what?
That's one of my favorite things. Butthole
back
on
to
your
the
face
fisting,
while
though.
You're getting sucked off.
Do you remember the first time you fisted?
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
It just happened. I didn't even realize that my hand was going to just fall in there. It was like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Whoa.
Now that's not good, right? Throwing a hot dog down a hallway. That's a big hot dog you got
that's,
there.
If that's what you're into, why not?
But okay. I don't understand how these people are going through life. Like, is every like fart a shart? Like, what's happening? You know, like, there's just so many questions that I have about
this.
It's
more like a
like a gust.
If it's
of
so
wind.
Big, I would really be worried about
you
things falling
Sandy.
Out.
Yeah, I would worry about things falling out too. So, okay, how easily I would put a tampon up my asshole.
They have started to introduce that new product, man pons. Man tampons? Man
for
pons.
When, is that for buttholes?
That's for sloppy buttholes.
Oh for when you've God. Got when Jared's put his forearm up your ass, you're gonna need a man pon after that.
Get your man pons.
Wow.
Okay. When you first put your fist in the butthole that was like throwing a hot dog into a hallway, how did you foreplay? Did you lick his ass?
Did he give you
a heads up? It's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
It just kind of happened. Like, I mean, I'm all about a nice finger bang, but it just happened to go from finger bang to knuckle bang to my wrist in my fist being in a very open asshole. I was totally unexpected. Wow. I was in my like early 20s when this first happened.
And when you're fisting, do you ever like reach for anything? Like see if there's anything inside? Can I go shopping?
And there's the heart and there's the pancreas. There's
ooh,
his liver.
The liver.
Do you ever touch around like what's in a butthole?
What is in a butthole?
It's just all gushy mess.
But it's intestines, so I didn't even think you, like when you got your forearm up to the elbow, that you're touching my rib cage at that point.
Yeah, so stuff moves around.
Wait, what can you touch? This is
well,
amazing.
I mean, again, I'm not a biologist, so I can't tell
you.
Well,
you can guess.
I'm
a biologist. Go on, Corinne. Hey.
I'm 32, everybody.
You're always going to leave happy after you see me, trust me.
Oh, my God.
Your butthole will be smiling. And how long does this fisting last? Obviously, I'm sure it depends because every man is different, but...
It depends because a lot of guys can't come when they're getting fisted.
They can't.
But they like to get fisted for a long time.
That's funny because I've heard a lot of stories from... This is usually from straight couples, but like my boyfriend asked me to put a pinky or a finger up his ass and I was like, really? Okay. And the second I did it, he just squirted all over the ceiling.
That's just... that's because he's having his prostate stimulated and he's not used to it.
Okay.
I was actually watching a porn the other day where this girl was sucking her boyfriend's dick off and he goes, fuck my ass, like with her finger. Oh, it was so hot. I came right away.
That's fun.
I love pegging porn. It's so hot. Yeah. There's nothing hotter than watching a fucking hot woman fuck a hot dude in the ass with a strap on.
See, I tried pegging once, but it didn't. The second it was an inch in, he was like, ow, 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 ow. I'm like, oh, come on.
She'd be like, bitch, shut up. It's supposed to hurt.
Yeah. I should have said that, although I would have felt bad. But you know what? There's that fine line, too, of like being dirty and then being like, you know.
Mean.
But yeah. Also think of all the pain that women just kind of suck up during sex.
Honestly, that's probably what it was that pissed me off. I'm like, oh, it hurts a little. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, this
I bleed
is interesting. So tell me about the pain that you have during sex.
I mean, it hurts pretty much every. I mean, like if you haven't had sex in like a couple weeks, like every time it hurts going
in.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it does. And sometimes like your vagina could be sore for no reason, not because you're fucking. A lot, but just it can hurt, and then certain angles kind of aren't the most comfortable. But you're like,
make you nauseous a little bit, like you're seasick sometimes. Some angles make me seasick with the dick inside me,
yeah. And just you know, I feel like getting, and Dan Savage has said this a lot, getting being entered when you're the one getting entered, it's just you're gonna feel more of the discomfort, if any, that comes along with the sex.
Are you always a top?
Yeah,
see, that's why, yeah.
See, have you ever had your butt fucked?
I have two of my exes once with
that's
each.
It.
Here's the thing. It's
not a
not,
lot, though.
I would totally be into it, but there is nothing that, to me, turns me on about having a big, burly ass man get behind me and try to fuck me in the butthole.
Right.
Like, what if he was in front of you and you were on your back?
There's nothing attractive, and it's like nothing. And first of all, I don't like guys that are taller than me. So that would creep me out.
You're
guys
six,
that are
five?
Smaller than me, it's like a mouse
he's
trying
six,
to.
He's 6'3". I was being six, dramatic three. With the 6'5". Okay. Yeah.
It's like a mouse trying to fuck an elephant. there's only been one guy who I've been like, if he wanted me to when we were dating, I 100% would have.
And I
was like, listen, I give it a college effort. I'm totally fucking into you. I'm open to whatever you want. Yeah. It ended up not happening. He ended up being a fucking loser, a douchebag.
Sometimes it takes a second to find that out.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah. Okay. So when you like somebody, you kind of have to, you want to make sure that if you're a top, that you are, he's a bottom.
It's normally pretty clear and evident. I haven't really ran into that issue.
Oh, really?
Maybe like
I've always
two or three
with...
times in my life. Oh, okay. You know.
You How know. Do you know? You do know. Have top swagger.
You know.
Yeah, I just get the sense.
As far as I'm concerned, they're all sloppy bottoms anyway, and I'll just take what I want.
Wow. Hashtag me too.
Hashtag welcome to Jared's house.
Hashtag me too.
Hashtag me three. Hey.
hashtag sign me up.
hashtag get in line.
I'm interested. And so are you single?
I am single.
Are you liking
you
it?
You seem like you're always single.
Yeah. I'm, you know, funnily enough,
yeah.
I've been in a three-year relationship.
Okay.
So I'm typically in a relationship, and a monogamous relationship.
Mm-hmm. Really?
But right now, I'm not going to say I'm enjoying being single, but I'm enjoying being with myself really for the first time.
Yeah.
And doing like a lot of self-improvement and self-work.
Yeah.
And I've figured out through a disastrous relationship that I had with someone, just because I have my heart broken, what I actually want and need out of a relationship.
Oh,
but for right
good.
Now, until I find that, I'll just have some fun.
Yeah, and you don't want to settle. And it's,
no,
I mean, the heartache, that always sucks, and relationships don't go well. I mean, they're all not going to go well until one does. But,
right.
you know, it does give you more clarification. Did you have your heart break in your last, broken your last relationship?
It was something that happened after my last 4-year relationship.
Oh.
It was short term, but it
oh,
was...
Oh, short.
Sometimes those can hurt the most, though.
Yeah.
Especially when things are unanswered. So.
Oh, that drives me
when,
nuts.
Like, one day it's there and when the next day it's gone. It's like, what the fuck?
And so like when you like did all this time thinking, like, what are the things that you realize you need in a relationship?
Number one, the sexual connection is key.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been gone down that road of being in relationships with people that I thought I could fix. And that turned me on at one point in time.
Yeah.
Oh, it turned you on.
Because, well, it vindicated me.
Yeah. Because you had a role.
Relationship. Right. No desire for that ever again. I'm not here to fix your fucking issues. You
yeah,
work on your
ship
sure. before you come through my door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that's really key, the emotional connection. And then it's physical.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever read the, not the Four Agreements, but the Five Love, the Five
oh,
Love Languages?
I've heard of that book. I have not read
so
it, but I'm interested in it.
It's, words of affirmation,
yeah.
quality time, physical touch, acts of service, and gift giving. Mine are physical touch and words of affirmation.
Mm.
And actually,
that's how you express your
that's
love.
How I express my love. It's
yeah.
an interesting book to read, not just for relationships, but like just not personal relationships, but professional too.
Oh, it's amazing because I'm like all about acts of service. Like that's like my whole thing. Like
right.
I need a lot of acts of service.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but if you're with somebody
yeah.
and you get in a fight, instead of being like, honey, I'm going to take out the trash and do the dishes and clean the house
mm-hmm.
and they bring you flowers. You're like, I don't want fucking flowers.
Yeah.
Right.
That act of service would have helped.
Right. For
so
sure.
So for me, I need someone who is first of all, very physical with me. And I don't mean just from the standpoint of fucking, like
mm-hmm.
I love when a guy wraps his hand around my arm and we walk down the street or like
yeah.
we kiss and we hold each other. And like, I'm very much into that. And then, you know, the words of affirmation, cause I don't really need anybody to do anything for me. I don't, you know, quality time, you know, I have very limited time. So,
yeah.
you know, so those are two other key things. So it's really emotional connection and then that physical connection and then the sex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't believe sex has to die in a relationship. I think you have to be open and honest about what you want sexually.
Yeah.
But if I can't have somebody who is just a fucking dirty ass cocksucking slut.
Yeah.
It's just not going to work.
Yeah. I totally hear you. You should have a dating profile
yeah.
that just says, if I can't have a dirty ass cocksucking slut, just don't message me.
Don't message me.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Just
dirty ass cocksucking.
Like, let's not play
only.
Games. Like, I'm gonna take you to a really nice dinner. I actually went on a date last night, but at the dinner I would be like, listen, I want to fucking ravage your asshole.
Yeah.
We don't have to do it tonight, but I'm out with you right now and spending time because I want to ruin you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're gonna fucking enjoy it.
And what did they say?
Well, I mean, I'm really tired today because I got like 3 hours of sleep because it
happened. Oh, you did ravage the asshole
yeah,
that night.
Yeah, well, last night. That's why I'm tired today.
What did you eat before ravaging the asshole?
Oh,
we
yeah,
went
good question.
Very
we,
concerned about this.
Yeah.
We, good, great question. Well, he had prep time before we did anything, but I took him to dinner at Jean George. And
oh,
we went
nice.
To,
yeah, Jared ain't going to take you to Mickey
yeah.
D's.
Then we went to the ballet.
Oh my
oh,
God.
Such refined taste.
Wow.
That's why I like you because you're dirty, but then you're very, you have great tastes in art and in like good restaurants, good
You've
food.
You've got to enjoy life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Enjoy life. And then we went back to, because we didn't have enough time before the ballet, we went back to Jean George and we had our dessert.
Oh my goodness. Look
and
at
had
that.
Wine and it was great. And then I took him home and we just like, he lives a block away from me by happenstance and he ended up back in my apartment like fucking 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Fucking like crazy.
Ooh.
And then two more times this morning. And then I really would love to do it again right now, but I have a very
busy
day.
But you're here with us and we appreciate it.
Listen, this is just.
What, is he texting you right now?
Probably.
Dick size doesn't matter to you?
No, it doesn't.
At all.
You could have a little fucking micro penis. I don't care.
Okay.
Because first of all, I've never done it. I totally want to do this. Interesting that I'm going to disclose this on such an open forum, but I would totally fuck a dude with a vagina.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so yeah, like a trans man.
Yeah, like a trans man. Yeah. 100%. I think it's so hot.
Yeah.
Because I love eating pussy.
Mm-hmm.
I love eating ass. I like a man's body.
Yeah.
Would totally be into that.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I've always often thought, like, Bailey J, I like her porn a lot. Mm-hmm. She's this hot chick and she's got a
very
huge
hot
dick. And I'm like, that's kind of perfect.
But it's kind of amazing how many people, like, how many, like, my guy, 95% of my guy friends are straight. How many of them watch that kind of?
Oh yeah, a lot of straight guys watch trans female.
A lot
porn
of people love Bailey J. Yeah.
Well, do you think it's because just guys are obsessed with their own dicks, so they like seeing a dick? Or
I think guys are obsessed with dicks because they have their own dick.
Yeah.
I think because men are disgusting. Yeah. Men are fucking pigs.
But women can be pigs. I just think we're not encouraged to be pigs, and that makes me sad a little.
You know, maybe, but it's like such a natural instinct. Like we always talk about sex.
Yeah.
Always talk about,
but so do
sex.
Me and my girlfriends are always talking about.
You guys
fucking
are anomalies, though. But I actually don't know what girls talk about all the time.
You talk about sex a lot more than I do.
I talk to all my friends.
I don't
about
find
sex
it as interesting anymore. But
yeah, because I'm
because
like, what
you're
can
not
we
having
do
good sex or
no?
Like,
it's not at all. I just for me, like, talking kills it. So I do have good sex, but I don't like to talk about. I don't like talking about a lot of stuff. Like even when I was like. For an answer, like when I was in film school, I didn't watch a movie for 4 years because I was so tired of talking about it. And like, so it ruined the act for me. I don't like it. Like I'm kind of like old school, like this like new thing where we all get together and like drink drinks and talk about sex and like fuck each other's spouses. Like, not for me.
So well, you're more like,
not for me.
You're like an Eyes Wide Shut type of girl.
Yes, yeah. I love Eyes Wide Shut.
That is a good way to describe it.
I love Eyes Wide Shut. Yeah, I don't like, I'm very private, which is, that's why this is a nightmare. But
I mean, sometimes it's nice to just meet a dude in a bathroom and end up in a stall fucking him.
I agree.
Not talk and share,
I agree.
Share names.
Well, but I think from a woman's perspective, the odds of that working out well are so low. But like, I have a fuck buddy now. I'm like, one day I just want you to come over and you're going to walk into my, I'll buzz you in, the door will be unlocked. I just want you to fuck me and then leave and we don't say a word to each other.
Yeah, I've done like that more than once. That's
I
not,
feel like you have. Not. Have you gone to sex clubs?
And then you just fucking spit on them and tell them they're a whore and you walk out.
Yeah.
See, that's more my style.
That's fun.
That's what we're talking
air
about.
Air pound.
Yeah.
Have I been to sex clubs? Yes, I have been to sex clubs.
Good ones?
Not in a very long time. Sex clubs used to be a thing in New York. They're not really anymore because all the applications. I'm not on the applications.
Yeah.
I think for me, I'm not good at a buffet. I'll overeat and I'll keep going back to the service counter.
Yeah.
I might lose a leg. So it's my options are limited.
Yeah.
And I'll just walk up to you on the street and be like, hey.
How often do you walk up to people on the street?
Well, that's what happened on Sunday, and I ended up on my date last night.
That was the ballet and the Jean George?
Yeah.
You found him on the street?
You spent a lot of money on a stranger. Wow, look at you.
Well, you're doing well.
I'm doing all right. Yeah. I'm not going to complain. I'm doing all right. I followed him on Instagram. And I messaged with him like a long time ago.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Like back and forth. And I'm like, I'm trying to be cute and get a date with you. Like, what the fuck? And then he never responded. And then I saw him in fucking Dwayne Reed. And he's getting like, where all romance starts. He's buying Airborne gummies, vitamins, and I'm buying Metamucil.
Aww.
And I saw him there and he was cute.
You're all sick.
You both had an illness.
Yeah.
That's
and
cute.
And he's like, he wanted it. So I'm like, you know you want this dick.
Did you say that to him?
At one point in time, because I walked him home from there, and I was like, listen, I'm going to take you to dinner one night, and then I'm going to fuck you, and you're going to like it.
Have you ever had that type of confidence, like a line stemming from that type of confidence of like, yay, we're going to do this, we're gonna go awry?
In what way?
Like, where the person was like, oh, no. What?
Yeah, like, just
totally on a different page.
I know how to play my cards right.
Okay, I was going to
say.
I read
people very well.
Yeah. And that's part of your job, too, is reading people.
I read people very well. Because there are some other ones that I would love to do that and say that, too. But I have
you
to
knew.
Baby steps.
Ah.
Okay.
Patience.
Patience.
Yeah. And have you ever watched, Because you're broke. I feel like the luxury real estate industry in New York is a very sexy industry. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of sexy people in it. Mm-hmm. And then I recently found this trend of real estate porn.
What the fuck? Oh, like where they're like real estate agents.
Let me show you this house clients. And my tits.
Yeah, and my pussy. Look inside.
And look, the fireplace is so warm downstairs.
Yeah. And okay, so you've never watched it. I've always wondered if people in the real estate profession who are like hot watch real estate porn or have had as a result of that category being so popular are in the midst of a showing and then you look around, the guy's dick's out. No comment, huh?
I cannot confirm nor deny what you're asking.
Well, obviously, like, have you ever had somebody hit on you when you were like, yo, bro, what are you doing?
Not really. And I'd have to really think. People don't hit on me. I never get
you're intimidating.
Up.
I no think one that's ever
I just asked
me.
You for a three-way, like, on the podcast. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, like, would you randomly walk up to the street and walk on the street and be
true.
Like, hey.
Because I wouldn't know that you're, like, a teddy bear and a nice guy.
Yeah.
And funny.
Even, like, most, like, dudes don't know that I would fuck a dude. So
oh, I guess they, yeah. Do people, so don't. Do people assume you're straight ever?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I was like, do you get a lot of women coming up to you and hitting on you?
No, but they're cute and they try to flirt with me and yeah. I'm an asshole, so I flirt back.
Oh, okay.
Is that yeah, but you're not disgusted by pussy, so
well,
I don't think it's an asshole.
Here's the thing, for this statement, I'm actually going to censor myself. But if it weren't for a pussy, you wouldn't be here sucking dick.
Beautiful.
That's true.
Okay.
So you
let's
have respect
be very,
for the vagina.
Let's be very clear about it. The ooh statement, get over it and respect it. You don't have to like it, but respect it.
Yeah.
If it weren't for that, you wouldn't be chasing fucking cock around.
That's, I mean, I wish more people had that.
But like, if a hot woman came up to you and hit on you and wanted to sleep with you now in your life, would you be into that? Or
at this point where I am mentally, emotionally, psychologically,
whore.
Physically, yeah, I probably would.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I guess because it would like be fun. And for this last 6 months, I've been having crazy heterosexual
really
dreams.
Oh, the dreams, the dreams.
Like, I thought you were going to say cravings. Like, I've been having some pussy cravings.
My heterosexual cravings.
I've been craving that pussy.
Say it like that,
get
daddy.
Over here, young lady.
Oh my God, that's terrifying. What other adventurous things have you done? Because I just feel like your resume is stacked with like, what other activities do you do or have you done that are, like, I would say, putting your arm up to the elbow up an asshole, that's like fucking fascinating and amazing. What else? What else you got on your repertoire?
Whips and chains are fun. Some
what do you do with chains?
I've kind of gotten into like a little bit of bondage stuff.
Bondage? How? What yeah. What tools do you use? Like
cords, like, you know, ropes.
Oh, ropes. Like special
gags.
Ropes you can get at like a sex store?
Yeah,
okay,
ball
yeah, yeah.
gags. Like cuffs, like handcuffs,
yeah.
things like that.
Okay.
Because it's interesting. You, when you're young, you think it's like, get to the finish line, bang, bang, bang. I don't want to know your name. All I want, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
When you become an adult, it's like, it's kind of a, it's a, it's a process. I have that same photo over my bed, by the way, but in color.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you made it in color.
Yeah, I have
it
in color.
Secret Life of Toys.
Secret Life. I love
Corinne
him.
Got
Marcos.
Me that for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
I have that mm-hmm. same thing over my bed. Everybody always comments on it.
Yeah, it's a good one. My mom saw it and she was like, what does that mean?
Well,
I'm
just
like,
don't understand.
Barbie likes Boxhead. Who cares?
So, you know, like leather masks and things like that. And just you play with it a little bit more. You don't have to come right away. Sometimes when you
That's
work up to it over hours, it's like really hot, really sexy.
What's the longest amount you've got? Like, how long has sex lasted for you? Like, what's your record?
My record of times coming in 24 hours.
Or just like one session, meaning one, you had sex with somebody for 12 hours or something.
Probably about 5 or 6 because he had to go to work and then came back. But that was, it was,
so it was interrupted
crazy,
by responsibility.
Crazy, crazy sexual experience.
Wow.
I think I came like 11 or 12 times that day.
You can come that many times in one day?
I normally can get back up within 5 to 10 minutes afterwards. And
really? Wow.
No, by the time I get around to like 4 or 5 plus, it's only like,
damn, no
right,
wonder you're
right,
walking
right,
around
right.
horny. Good God, if
it's
I had that
so
much
bad.
Jizz in me, I'd be
it's
like
so bad. I
humping
have to,
the trees.
I have to jerk off every morning. If not, I can't concentrate.
Wow. Wow. And do you watch porn when you jerk off? Obviously,
yeah.
You're saying you watch every
it's
time?
It's annoying, though. It's annoying. It's like, it's distracting. It's fucking annoying.
Porn?
Being this horny.
You have to have good time management if you have time to jack off to porn before you leave for work in the morning.
I do that. Well, how long does it take you when you jerk off in the morning?
I like to give it a good like 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you have a job crazy. That you have to get to. What is
that? Well, I get up early.
Well, I mean, when I've had, you know, I was when like, I've had a 9-to-5 like a job.
You would get up in the morning and masturbate before work?
Up at 6,
but
6,
I can
15.
Do it in 5 minutes.
Yeah, but I just know Christina in the morning and I was like, I just can't see this happening.
Well, it's me trying to make my mornings better.
Okay.
So when she's a real raving lunatic psycho at work, and maybe no, she didn't.
Well, it's funny. Maybe. I can go a long time without masturbating. It's very difficult though to go a long time without sex, because then that's when I get agitated, which is interesting.
Lately, I've been going for me a long time without sex.
Was like, that 3 days?
Up until like this past week, it was almost 2 months.
Wow. Oh wow, that is more than I expected.
It's because sometimes I'm just like, I know I'm really you're gonna have a blast, but I'm not gonna enjoy.
Right, and you don't want to put yourself in that scenario.
I don't want to have that kind of sex anymore. I'm worth more than that.
Because it's depressing.
It's fucking depressing.
Yeah. When you leave and you're like, God damn it, he got all out of this and I was just there.
It's just like, meh, meh.
Yeah, you got to respect yourself.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
Totally.
So wait, when you fucked this guy, was that the first time in 2 months that you had sex?
No, there was somebody before him.
Okay.
A few days, about a week ago. And then yesterday, last night, and this morning.
I have a question. What is the difference for you? You've had sex with women, right? Yeah. The difference between fucking a vagina and a butthole?
Not much.
Really?
Because
I feel like you have to be a lot more gentle when it's the butthole, but that's probably for more experienced.
Yeah, and when you're with somebody who's more experienced, there's not much of a difference because they relax and they can get railed too. It's more of the physical body is harder on a man, obviously, than a woman.
Yeah. Damn. Okay. Wow.
And I like somebody that I can take out a little aggression on, you know, without hurting them.
Right. 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 Oof. Yeah. Just thinking of that. My butthole. Oh. Nope. I don't know if I'll ever do anal again.
I scared you away from anal.
No. It's just not you, but just the last experience I had with it. I'm like, I just can't get to the. There's another hole just like right there, and it just feels so much better. So just put it in that one. You know what I mean?
Well, listen. If it feels better, put it in that one.
Yeah. Well, I might not. I don't know. I can never tell.
Have you ever tried both?
Oh, DP?
Yeah.
No, but I was talking to my fuck buddy about that. And I was like, you know, if I got to the point where I could comfortably have anal, but comfortably not meaning necessarily that there's no pain on my part, because that doesn't bother me that much. But like you can pound my butt, then I would do it.
Would you do like?
Because I like
double penetration. No, absolutely not.
I think the idea of getting filled up is very hot.
Would you do like a whole group of dudes, like five dudes?
Hell yeah, that's like one of my fantasies.
I think that is the hottest thing. I love to see like two really fucking hot dudes fuck a chick together, or like a group. Big fucking rock hard cocks, and they're all gently grazing each other.
Yeah,
but I'm not gay, dude. Yeah, don't touch me, dude.
Dicks won't touch.
But they're like, you know, like balls to balls.
Yeah,
that's so hot.
Yeah, yeah, that's so the part that I can't get into.
So fucking into that.
But the gay part. The gay I don't part. Want. Like, I was like, just fuck each other. Why am I here?
I would love in a world. We've interviewed a guy who's like a sex educator, and he lives at a sex house in Brooklyn.
Right.
And he said for his girlfriend's birthday, they arranged a gangbang and they had a casting for it. And they all, but they're that community of people. They're very sex positive. They all say, this is when I was last tested. And these are they have a discussion up front, and then they kind of don't lose the excitement for the actual act. Mm-hmm. And then they staged a gangbang. I'm like, that is
so hot.
Heaven for me.
Casting is cool. I like that casting aspect.
Yeah.
I do casting couch porn videos too.
How did she submit this request for a gangbang?
She just told her boyfriend. Her boyfriend went to this guy that we had interviewed. Right. And then because they live in a sex house, that's literally what it is, they had access to people.
That's really hot.
Yeah.
I'm totally into that.
Yeah. And I feel like getting like guys.
You should live in a sex house. That seems like a place for you.
You would flourish.
Sounds really like I would be very distracted all the time.
Oh, okay.
Even more so.
So you know yourself best. You know that you need to get work done.
It's like, I go out and I have drinks. 2 drinks are my limit because I'm a lightweight and I don't want to feel
you're
like
you're a lightweight.
Crap.
Wow,
such a fucking lightweight.
Guessed.
It's hilarious. I'm a very cheap date. And any more than 2 drinks, my dick doesn't function properly.
Really?
So I know my limits on everything. Like, it's another reason why I won't go on apps, because I just.
You'll be distracted?
All day long.
Yeah.
Nice.
They get a little addicting.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone out with somebody or been in a relationship with somebody who was less successful?
Yes.
And did that play a role in the relationship? How did you feel about that?
Earlier, or when I was younger, it did, because I felt as if I had the upper hand. Mm. It changed later on, where they felt insecure or inadequate over a longer period of time. It doesn't matter to me.
Upper hand, what do you mean by that?
Like, yeah, I thought I had more control.
Yeah, because so, if you were going to go somewhere, obviously you would have to pay for it.
Yeah, so yeah. But even more control in saying, you know, what happens in the relationship. But I've gotten over that. I've gotten over that ego issue that I've had. And, you know, equality in a relationship is equality in a relationship. And a paycheck doesn't mean a fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're playing that card, you're a piece of shit asshole and you need to get some help.
Yeah.
So I don't have those, personally have those issues. I just want to be with somebody who I just fucking, when I'm like, oh my God, I get to see you.
Yeah.
I'm going home and you. I am so excited to see you. And then just rip each other's clothes off, fuck like monsters, eat, and then cuddle on the couch.
That sounds nice.
And if you could like find me a straight dude with a huge fucking huge ass
who wants to do that.
See, that's a problem. That's a problem. My straight buddies fuck me up because we have the most amazing fun relationship. We do the coolest shit.
Yeah. Like what?
But we don't fuck. Like, just like, we hang out, we go work out together, we just laugh and we just do shit.
Have a good
and there's
time.
No fucking pretense.
Right.
It's one of the issues that I have with gay dudes. There's just drama.
Oh, really?
And I can't do drama.
Do they get clingy with you?
Well, it's not even getting clingy. I'm okay with clingy, but just there's just this added layer of just stuff.
Well, because they're gay and they want to fuck you. With the straight guys, they don't want to fuck you.
I know,
so they say.
I know. So,
there's not that layer.
I'm working on a couple of them. I've got them real close. I'm just like, just let me eat your ass just once.
Do you think they would ever let you?
There's a couple of them who I think if I got them in the right situation, yeah.
Oh,
I can be very, by the way, patience yet persistence.
Yeah.
You win in the end.
That's how Jerry got in the Spice Girls. Yeah.
Because it wasn't because of her looks and talent, is what
no,
you're saying?
No, no, no. She just kept bothering them. There was another
redhead.
Michelle who was supposed to be the Spice Girl in the Spice Girls.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Jerry's not an original. She was just like, hey guys, I'm still here. I'm still pretty available if you have an opening or.
Maybe that's why she's secretly my favorite.
Yeah. And then she came along and was like the star of the whole show.
So tell me what you want, what you really,
yes,
really want.
Yes, exactly. And she was like, please just let me into the Spice Girls. I'm tired of cleaning houses.
Paid off.
That's what she was
she
doing.
Clean houses?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm.
She got
fun.
That Latina blood. She's like,
girls
I'm going to clean your house.
Girls got to do what a girl's got to do.
Oh,
yeah?
I cleaned houses with my mom when I was in middle school and high school. We would go up to rich people's houses and just scrub their toilets.
Listen,
I'm like, oh, I'm going to be something someday.
And you are something.
Yeah.
So fucking kudos to you.
Thanks.
I scrub toilets too.
There's worse things to do than clean a house.
That's right. You could have to clean that toilet with your tongue, which, by the way, I've had a few of them who really like that.
Wait, okay.
What?
Well, I was going to close, but no, we're not. What?
I've just had very many public restroom encounters.
Where they lick the toilet?
Oh, that's so unhygienic.
That's not. You're going to get sick.
Oh, well, I'm not going to touch you or let you touch me if you do shit like that. But if you want me to piss on you while I'm standing in front of a fucking urinal and you're there with your mouth open,
anyway.
You're going to lick it off my fucking boots. I'm down with that.
Okay. See what you're
saying. Now, how do you ask a stranger to do that?
Well, it's like I said, it's all about the look. If I'm standing there and you're looking at my fucking cock, I might wrap my hands around the back of your neck and shove it in my dick while I'm pissing and pissing your mouth.
Wow.
Again, straight guys, don't get any ideas.
Reading a room well.
For gay men.
Pissing in the mouth. So if a guy's eyeing your cock while you're pissing, that to you, based off of obviously every situation is different, but like, and you piss in the mouth? That's a confident move.
It depends. It all depends. I mean, I had one.
What if they're like, I'm just looking for my contact lens? not can't see it. I
or what if they
mouth.
Wanted to suck your dick after you were done peeing? That's the one I wouldn't be able to get.
I had one of those recently when I was in LA, actually. this dude fucking, he walked in and I was like,
in the bathroom.
We're actually still talking right now and I'm pissing and we're in this fancy restaurant, but there's mirrors right in front of the urinal so you can see each other's dicks.
Okay.
He comes and I just finished pissing. He was started looking at my dick and I was like, he's looking at my dick. I was looking over at his and then we like started jerking off. And then I looked
behind
us,
fun.
There's an open
that's
stall.
That's like synchronized swimming.
100%. I'm like, So we went into the stall, fucking sucked each other off, and I fucked the shit out of them.
Was it the handicap stall?
No, but it was a very nice, large, luxurious. Okay, and there were mirrors all around on the ceiling.
It's like they wanted you to fuck in there.
Did anybody else come in the bathroom while you were sucking?
No.
Well, that's okay.
And he was such a fucking dude. Like, he's got like the scar on his face, and he's just like a fucking rough dude.
He's
with
been
tattoos.
In prison.
Yeah.
Oh. He's got a teardrop.
Oh, God. He's such a fucking dude.
Wow.
I love fucking dudes.
Wow. Me too. It's fun. Right? It's
something
really
we all
fun.
Have in common. Right?
Cocks are great.
Fucking shit.
Like, I love
fucking
me.
Hot fucking
hot
dudes.
Dude. Yeah. It makes, like, chasing dick is like the one of the best feelings.
Really?
Oh my God. Yeah. It's so great. It's so great. It makes the world go round, and it's, you know, sometimes it's the anchor to your sanity.
Yeah.
Or insanity. I don't know.
I've been on both sides of that fence.
You've been
sanity and insanity.
Dick make you go insane.
Dickmatized.
I hate that. I hate being dick. Yeah, but if you problem don't
is,
like dick.
Problem is, it's not the dickmatized, it's the assmatized.
You're assmatized.
There are three asses I've had in my life that are just so fucking unforgettable.
That are in your spank bank.
To this day, that I'm like,
wow.
What was so unbelievable about
just
that
they
ass?
They were so big and muscular and manly and just fat. Just
wow. Oh my God. Who's horny? Probably a lot of people,
am,
to be honest.
I hope I could do that for people.
Oh, people are definitely horny.
Oh, people are going to write us and be like,
I'm so horny.
Thank you so much.
I love you guys so
I
much.
I love you. I'm
this
so happy.
Very entertaining.
I always knew you had a lot of good stories in your vault, but I did not know I would be educated on anal fisting. Ooh. And it's really made my day better.
Thank you for letting me be me.
Thank you.
Yeah, you let me be myself.
And yes, this has been Guys We Fucked, the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. We'll talk to you next week.
Lately I've been afraid of everything, 'cause everything's been weighing me down. You make me feel like I am everything, but you're everything that makes me smile. Yeah, when I was 21 everything was lovely. Now I'm 25 and I'm everything that I wasn't. I don't know what that means, but I know what it doesn't. It doesn't mean that I'm supposed to forget where I come from. My pocket's full of nothing, I'm conscious of my budget. My thoughts are full of substance and I was often disgruntled. I tried not to get bitter, had my mind altered a little. You think you're a burden on me, you got to be given.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Guys We Fucked. Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company that enables you to improve your mental health from anywhere at any time. Get matched with a licensed therapist from over 2,000 choices and message them whenever you need to. No commutes, no judgments. For a special offer for our listeners, visit Talkspace.com/GWF and use the code GWF to get $45 off your first month and show your support for the show. Talkspace, it's therapy for how we live today.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.